You better not. You better not.
It's your intro, Lorenzo.
I don't. What? No, really. Hi, this is Lorenzo, and this is You Guys Are No Fun, episode 22.
That was glorious.
Flawless, I snorted.
You're pointing at me like I should do something.
We talked about this before.
You stuck the landing, bro. Yeah. It was great.
I gotta be honest with you, it's better than Charles's intros. Hey.
Hey. Hey. You guys are no fun.
Oh, Jesus.
This is episode 22.
You heard right, folks. It's episode 22 of the You Guys Are No Fun. Dude, you man or no guys in fun show.
Eunuchs are no fun.
It's true. It's true.
I'm Chester.
I'm Ryan.
Oh, that was good. Yeah.
He did take the time to roll the R on his Lorenzo, though. He was nice.
He did.
Have you ever tried to say your name like a white person?
I had to for, 6-7 years. When I lived in Indiana, nobody could say my name. So Lorenzo became it.
Yeah,
you assimilated.
Oh, dude, it was so annoying. Like, it was either that or I had to shorten my name to something Zoe. Else. No, fuck you. For real. Fuck that. Fuck that.
Goodbye, Lawrence.
No.
Yeah, Larry.
So Larry. Lorenzo was it. But yeah, Lorenzo, that's the way it should be said.
You can call it Lair Bear.
Lair Bear?
Lair Bear. Yeah. That's a good one.
We're going to start calling you, what, Ryan with a Y?
That's Rye Guy.
Yeah, I'm Rye Guy. Or Rye Pie, if you want.
Rye Pie?
Yeah.
No, don't wink at me either.
He's allowed to. He's gay.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, I know. We were talking about it today at work. He was like, "Oh, dude, I'm picking up so many guys on Grindr lately. I've just been killing it on Grindr.
They would love you on Grindr.
They would. I bet there's a lot of cubs on there who would love a big bear like me.
Oh yeah.
You know, it's 2018, man.
I don't know.
I just want you to protect them.
You get any dating advice from Johnny or anything lately?
Yeah. Be attractive. Don't be unattractive. Because that dude isn't even that interesting.
No.
But, you know, he probably makes decent money, and he's not a bad-looking guy. Like, I wouldn't let him fuck me, but I might fuck him.
Oh, so you, okay.
Yeah.
Clearly.
I mean, I might go bottom, you know, for the right person. Like Stallone. I would let Stallone fuck me.
Yeah,
but yeah. I'm not gonna bottom what about, dude like John.
What about Arnold? I mean,
no, nah, I don't need that.
Marlon Brando?
No,
old Marlon Brando?
No, that doesn't do it for me. We're never gonna let this go. It's like a month now.
But young Brando, maybe?
No, I'd have to top him.
All right,
I already sucked some mean dick. Honestly, I'd probably only bottom for Stallone. I mean, I really can't think of anybody else.
No, there's no statement.
Maybe The Rock, but I don't think I'd have a choice in the matter. I think he would just take whatever he wanted. Yes, Mr. Johnson.
Do you think you could fight back Arnold? Or
I could now.
Statham?
No, he would fuck me up. Jason Statham would.
I'm trying to think about who
he'd
else?
Fuck you up, he'd fuck you down, he'd fuck you sideways.
Right up the butt. What's up?
I was trying to think of any other actors out there that are, you know, well off, like in size, that could just beat you up. Right. Dolph Lundgren, maybe?
Yeah. Oh, he could do a record.
There's some wrestlers, obviously. Yeah. Hulk Hogan? Yeah.
John Cena, that would be
John
you.
Cena? I'd gape for John Cena. It's not. It's like he wouldn't even be there because you can't see him.
We need to start selling T-shirts because that needs to be on a T-shirt.
I would gape for John Cena.
I'd gape for John Cena. Or bumper sticker.
There you go.
I'd gape for John Cena.
You can't see me like that.
That's my election campaign slogan. Bashaw 2020. I'd gape for John Cena.
You got my vote.
Well, this guy tells it like it is.
Fucking hey, it's 2018.
Yeah, man.
You
mean, you
do you.
All
right.
Oh, I want to do some little cubs too.
Oh, okay.
Some little hairless, fairly
Filipino boys. Who do you want to Gabe for you?
Andrew Garfield.
Okay.
He's kind of a twink.
He was
the last Spider-Man. He might be too old now. Maybe like
the, he might be too old now.
Yeah. Maybe like the Biebs before he got buff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Young Biebs.
Young yeah. Biebs.
Twink, yeah. Twinkie Biebs.
Yeah, it's got to be a, you know, like
okay.
a shaved boy.
Okay.
Not like a manly twink. Dude. Yeah.
Or an otter.
I don't think I could bang like a buff dude. That's just too much. I don't want to bang a dude that looks better naked than I do.
So you're talking
I
about
want a little sickly
you're
boy.
You're ruling out like 99.9%.
This is why I'm not out there fucking dudes every day, because there's just not a lot to choose from, you know?
Okay.
You know, it's just I got to get back on Grindr.
Get back to grinding.
Yeah, man.
Keep your nose to the grinder stone, yeah. Man.
That's the taint.
Is that the slogan for that whole entire app? Keep your nose to the grinder stone.
That's right, man. Oh, can't win if you don't play.
And before you know it, I'll be up on Positive Singles. It'll be great.
I don't know what that is.
No, that's for people with AIDS date each other.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. You said that with amazement and disgust at the same time. <That's> awesome.
Oh. Not interested.
What are you typing in right now?
Yet. Oh, boy. Let's drink some bad beers real quick.
Yeah, we need to change it up.
That was fun. We have a good time here. We don't have fun, but we have a good time.
Right. We have no fun.
So what do you get for me?
Well, that's a big one.
Yeah, I know. Okay. Yeah, you know, that's how we roll here. Stoutella.
Well, does it have Nutella in it?
Is that from Knee Deep Brewing?
Mm.
Yeah. Did you get the same exact one?
No. No, I bought an IPA from them that I actually do want to drink. I just saw they put this stupid ass face on every one of their cans.
Oh yeah. Yep. Knee Deep Brewing. Yep.
Yeah.
It has cocoa nibs and natural flavor added.
I know how much you love cocoa nibs.
I'm all about them nibs. Let's blast them nibs.
I wonder what the natural flavors are.
I'm actually curious myself.
That doesn't sound terrible.
Yeah. It's stout beer.
I actually think it's a milk stout. It's got lactose in it.
Chocolate hazelnut milk stout.
See, that's why it's called Stoutella, because it's got the hazelnut like Nutella.
Nutella.
Enjoy your Nutella beer.
All right, for you, and Ryan's going to call me out on this one, I have a blueberry tart.
God damn it. It's just like the worst thing you can put in beer.
Dude, do you just walk through and be like, I'm just going to grab two bad beers, and you just like grab them both,
Excuse
and you're
me,
like,
where's your blueberry section?
you were there when I did it.
Yeah, I know. You're like, this looks bad, and this looks bad. Are you automatically just navigating towards the blueberries?
I look for the worst two beers I can find.
It just happened.
That's what we do for bad beer. It's a bad beer game. So we've got a blueberry. It's an Imperial Sour Wheat Ale. Sour ale brewed with blueberry puree and with natural beer blueberry flavor added.
Oh, good.
That sounds like a lot of blueberries.
From Southern Tier Brewing Company.
Well, they, you know.
Blueberry
who's
tart.
Who's going first? Chester, you got a can. You might as well go first.
I'll go first.
It's easier to open.
Here, I got a bottle opener for you as well.
No, I'm not using that one. I've already done that.
Over it.
It took me like what? Like a 30 minutes to open my fucking beer last time?
All right, let's smell this knee deep.
Knee deep in the gape.
It smells like a kind of a chocolatey stout.
Okay.
It's not terrible.
It's not terrible.
Damn.
It's a chocolate milk stout.
Stout has to have weird stuff in it to make it gross.
I don't even taste the hazel. Oh, there's the hazel. There's a hazelnut aftertaste.
It's got to be like stout with like...
Yeah, it's not bad.
Like raspberry sorbet in it or something. No. Like, that's terrible.
You want to smell it, Ryan?
Yeah, I'll give it a smell.
Yeah. I should have done this one first. You know?
It smells like everyone's breath.
Mm.
It smells real good.
God, blueberry tart. Fuck this shit.
Man, Chester's winning today.
Winning. I don't know. That last one was pretty bad, dude. All about coconuts.
Yeah, that was pretty awful.
All right. God, opening the bottle, I can smell fucking blueberry.
Oh, good.
This is disgusting.
It's going to be like a pack of those cheap Jiffy blueberry muffins.
Dude. Like, straight blueberry.
Dude, it smells like sugar. It smells like blueberry soda. It smells like sugar and blueberries.
You could smell that shit. Oh,
God, I hate sours.
Oh, God. Ugh.
What kind of sour is it? Is it like barn floor sour or like milky sour?
Dude, like
sour?
It just
there's
keeps,
two different kinds of sours.
It keeps getting more sour the more I'm not drinking.
it's like a jawbreaker. Yeah. It's like one of them sour.
Oh, man,
the warheads, the atomic warheads.
Oh, that is awful.
Oh, that smells like feet or something. Oh,
that is awful.
That's just my toe poking out of my side.
Or bad milk.
Is it the milky? Yeah, is it, there's milky and then
that's
there's barn floor.
It's not a good smell.
No. This, wow.
It tastes good at first, but nope.
No.
It's getting worse. It's getting worse.
That's what I said. It just gets worse. More you, like, open your mouth, you're just like, God, this is getting tart. Wow.
Is it one of those ones that
more
tastes like vomit at the end?
Dude.
I wouldn't say vomit, unless you just ate a shit ton of blueberries and then vomited.
You don't know what I'm doing on the weekends. Let's go pick blueberries. Yeah, let's go. It's been a while. That's my fetish.
That's your fetish? Blueberry vomit?
Yeah. just ride me all over my chest. Andrew Garfield bumping up and down. I'm just blue.
So many blueberries. Oh, you could be almost disguised as the one girl in what was it, Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Yeah,
oh,
man.
Blueberry.
Yeah, it'd be just like that.
Blueberry.
With a shaved boy on top of me.
I hope that's your picture on Grindr. For real. Just carry it covered in blueberries. It's
covered. Any of you hairless boys down to GIF? Dude, I have to make a fake Grindr profile now. It's more ridiculous shit in it. And see who shows up.
Oh man. Yeah. I feel like you'd be pretty popular.
Are you willing to role play?
Right?
I need you to dress up like a teenage Spider-Man. Can you be while the I vomit blueberries on you? And you gotta pretend to hate it.
You gotta pretend.
I'm gonna
see the fear in your eyes.
I'm gonna need you to help me purge. You just need to tickle the back of my throat.
Yeah, but don't want your cock in there. That's gay.
He used this feather.
I'm like one of those like angry ass gay dudes, like fucking
Willem Dafoe. In the Boondock Saints.
Oh yeah, Boondock. Yeah,
just cuddle. What a fag.
What a fag.
Oh, just pour the drink, you fairy fuck.
God, this is so awful.
I'm glad you guys are enjoying those.
Yeah, I'm not crazy about stouts. I'm remembering after the peanut butter, and then what was the last thing? Horrible thing you made me drink?
Coconut.
The coconuts porter, and now this. This isn't terrible, but it's certainly not my favorite.
No, I actually asked him at work. I was like, what are things that Chester hates? And he's like, stouts.
I know he doesn't like stouts.
Sours.
I forgot that
I hate
he hated sours
more.
Too.
Yeah, this is fucking awful.
I hate sours more.
This is so bad.
Most seasonal beers are terrible.
Yeah.
But that's where I met him, at the liquor store. We were both in the seasonal aisle, and we're looking at like,
that's the best place to go. It's always terrible.
What's
shit
a there terrible seasonal beer?
All of them.
I'm just like, for
this
real,
sounds terrible, and this sounds terrible. I'll be back in the good beer section.
Picking out something for daddy. So you guys have been playing the Monster Hunter.
Yes.
Tell me more, Chester.
Whoa. Did you smell that?
I smelled the blueberry burp from you, and
I
you
took
barely
one
had a
sip
drink of it.
Oh, God.
Holy
dude
shit.
It is bad.
Wow,
yeah, that's a lot strong of fucking blueberry.
I still taste it even when I drink this
you
Nutella.
Can't even water it down with cocoa nibs.
All the nibs in the world couldn't save me.
I gotta Google that because I have no idea what the fuck a cocoa nib is.
Now I'm gonna Google that.
All right, so you guys been playing Monster Hunter because you're a bunch of fucking nerds.
Yep.
Was it good?
It's fun, man. You get to hunt monsters.
I know. I see it. Yeah.
Let's keep it very generic. You get
watched a video
you get
of
a
it
hunt a bunch of monsters in the game, and you get to wear armor.
Your character is a it's basically there's only one class to choose from. It's Hunter.
Okay.
And then you, there's monsters, and you hunt them.
I'm a monster healer.
No, like, there's no classes in the game.
No, but you get to choose different...
The game got no class.
Different weapons.
Based on weapons and armor and the gear you carry, because you can, like, craft items that would heal other people. Like, you could technically deck yourself out as a healer if that was, you know...
If that's what you wanted to do. Yeah. Technically.
There's ranged weapons. There's... I use the... What weapon do you... I use the insect glaive.
Oh, so you're all over the place.
I'm flying through the air.
Yeah,
constantly.
So I started with the charged sword, which is pretty cool, and I ended up switching to the longsword.
Okay.
But I have tried the insect glaive, and, dude, that thing is, I can't do it.
Dude, the vaulting move is my favorite. I'm just constantly flying through
the
air.
So, just so you know...
I want to know what an insect glaive is.
I'm like Peter Pan.
So, basically... what is it? Pole vault? No. What is it?
Blueberry. I'm going to vomit up blueberry.
Yeah. Dude, that's terrible. It's so bad. So bad. The blueberry is so bad.
I win this round.
Yeah, for real. You did do very well with that one. That's fucking terrible.
So the insect glaive is like, it's like a staff with a blade on the end.
Okay.
But you also have this flying insect thing that you can send to attack the monster. That it can either, like, when it hits a monster, it can either leave this, like, cloud of healing, or it can leave a cloud of poison or paralyzing. Like, it can have different effects.
Or you set it?
It depends on which insect you equip.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it depends on the blade that you actually make.
Because you can equip different insects.
Yeah.
Well, why would you want to heal a monster?
Or is it it heals you. It heals you.
What's a Gila monster?
Never heard of her.
Why would you want to heal a monster?
I think this is dangerous. All right. Thank you for explaining that to me.
Yeah, that's what an insect glaive is.
Okay.
Yeah, but you can, there's a high possibility of being able to jump on a monster with an insect glaive. Mm-hmm. That's the nice thing.
Is that where you want to be?
Yeah.
You can mount
them. Wouldn't you want to jump on a monster?
No.
Why not?
Because I want people to jump on this monster. No. This is going to be full of gay jokes today.
You want Stallone to jump to mount this monster over here.
If he was a monster, yes, I would want to jump on the monster. Mm-hmm. No, I don't want to fuck him.
You want to ride the stallion.
You would want to ride the stallion.
The Italian stallion, yeah, obviously. Get on that, you know.
He wants to mount that.
Get on that salami. A piece of that pepperoni.
Maybe yeah. just littered with gay jokes.
Mounting the monster is the goal.
Okay. Right. You just kill him?
Well, that's one of the techniques for taking down a monster.
Oh.
Is to mount it.
I thought you just fought him like face to face.
No, most of the time that's what you're basically doing is you're fighting him face to face. Everybody has like different ways of having like a super, technically, where they can do extra damage.
Okay.
And you're basically trying to knock them down, and the more times you knock them down, the better off you're going to be actually killing the monster.
So what? I guess what is the end game? Like you just kill monsters.
Well, every
forever.
Time you kill a monster, you get, like, crafting items.
Fucking crafting.
From the monster.
Yeah.
And then you craft better gear that allows you to fight harder monsters.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and each monster has, like, a unique something or other to it. So, like, there's lightning, fire, blast, and...
Poison.
Poison and ice.
What is blast? Is that fire?
Blast is like
explosion
damage.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. What do you just kill all the monsters and you're done? Is there an end monster?
Is there a big monster? There is an end monster, and
I haven't gotten as far as Lorenzo has.
I swear to God, if it's a black dragon, I'm gonna shit all over myself.
No, it's not. It's like a lot. You've seen him before. I'm pretty sure you have, right?
It's the one that shows up on the back of the lava giant monster?
No. The lava monster itself is one of the end ones. That one on the back is Diablos, and he's It is a dragon.
Oh, Diablos I've taken out.
Yeah, so it's not...
That was not easy.
No, and it's not. And then there's one that's actually beyond him that's exactly like him, but he has like a bunch of thorns all over his body.
Yeah.
And, dude, he is super annoying.
I did the mission where you, like, lure the giant lava elder dragon right out into the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
I got that done, and then the one right after it where you have to fight the Pookie Pookie. There's a monster called a Pookie Pookie.
Yep.
There's literally a monster called a Pookie Pookie. The one where you fight him, but he's in, like, the different... He's in the desert.
He's area. In the new area. So
that's
yeah,
as far as I've got.
So he's a higher level Pookie Pookie, yeah.
Yeah. So all these monsters have the most Japanese-y fucking names, yeah, and you just come up with your own pronunciation, because why bother?
I'm never going to figure this out.
Right? And I can't even remember the names of any of them.
No, they all have, like, super weird names. They all, the one guy that's writing the lava rock monster is Nurganti, or Nurganti?
I called him Nerd Giganti.
Yeah.
Giant.
Nerd.
Yeah. I like it.
But he's not even like an end character, and they have like so many of these characters in the game. It's really nice to see like all these, like the different elements that they put out there. There's flying ones, there's ones that are walking, there's ones that just look like serpents.
So the only experience I have with this game is I watched Donkey play it a few weeks ago, and it seems like every time something happened, there was a fucking T-Rex there.
Oh, that T-Rex.
That T-Rex is super fucking annoying.
Yeah, he just pops in all
Anjanath.
The time.
They call it an Anjanath. It's a T-Rex.
Yeah.
Anjanath?
But that's the cool thing about it is that they have, like, territory wars. So you could actually be in a territory that has other monsters.
Yeah.
So if that monster shows up, he'll fight another monster for you.
I saw that where he was fighting something and the T-Rex just pop in and start
they'll
fighting.
They'll fight each other. You just kind of sit back and then eventually they'll stop fighting and
break
run
up
from each other. And then it's like, okay, now I'm going to continue to pursue.
I'm going to kill you.
Yeah. But the crafting thing is really what you're looking for. I know you hate that so much.
Yeah. You kind of farm certain monsters because you need items from that monster to make this gear so that you can fight a different monster.
Is there any in-game, like, tells you what you need, or do you have to, like, Google it every time? Like, God damn it.
No, it's all told. You're told what you need.
So
yeah.
You, like, go here and get this.
Yeah, because, like, when you go into your crafting area, each in-game monster, the more you get into
that
it.
Dumbass animation that the smiths make you watch, the blacksmiths make you watch this stupid. You can skip it, of course.
Yeah, you can't skip it.
This stupid animation is so Japanesey.
Yeah.
Every time you craft an item.
Like, yeah!
The one smith is like, and then the two smiths in the background, they stand up with their hammers and go, yeah! It's like, what?
What? You guys?
Why?
I don't know.
Good,
but
you did your job.
But the
proud of you.
I'm so fucking excited to smith some shit for you.
I don't know, but I think the cats cooking the meals is hilarious.
I love that. That is my favorite.
Yeah, that's pretty
I'll watch
funny.
That over and over again.
So there's, in this game, you have like sidekicks. They're called palicos. And they're
a cat.
They're cats, and they basically help you through the whole entire game.
It's roughly the size of a midget. It's a cat that stands on its hind legs.
So it's a large cat.
You can craft its weapons and armor for it.
So this
is it helps you out.
Is it solo? Besides, you know, you can get a bug or a cat to help you. Is there anyone else in the game? Like
team up with other people.
You can team up with groups of four.
Why aren't you guys teaming up?
Because I don't have it on PS4 yet.
Yeah.
Oh.
Because you're a little bitch.
That's right. I'm a little bitch.
You got it on the Xbone?
Right. I got it for free on the Xbone. So
that's the way to do it.
That's
fuck a PlayStation, dog.
That's
really?
The way.
I was thinking about breaking mine again just to do it. Because I'm like, fuck PlayStation.
You should break it. Go get a used one from GameStop and then take back the broken one.
I think they tracked the serial numbers.
Just take the serial number off.
Dude, he did not check the serial number when I returned it.
He didn't even take it out of the box or anything?
Nope.
Or the Safeway bag?
It was the same box. He didn't do any of that stuff.
Huh. I'd have been pissed, dude. God, that's so annoying. I'd never go there anymore. I used to go there all the time.
I fucking hate GameStop.
For, like, new releases and stuff. Like, they always would have, like, their GameStop exclusives. Like, fuck you, dude.
Now
like,
they're all just like, get a exclusive belt when you pre-order at GameStop. And you're like, fuck am I going to do with a belt?
Yeah. Not even a belt, a belt buckle.
No, like, I mean an in-game belt.
Oh, an in-game belt.
Yeah, yeah, no, they don't have
that's even
yet.
Worse than a belt buckle.
Right?
I was going to say, who has a belt without a buckle already on it?
Get
first
exclusive.
Of all?
Exclusive GameStop branded tires when you pre-order Forza 5.
In the game.
In the game, yeah. They don't do anything. There's no
shit what your tires look like. They don't even have the best traction.
Yeah,
you gotta buy better tires in the game,
right?
Well, that's always how it is, you know. And I think that was actually one of the cool things about Monster Hunter. They like they have only two copies of it, but everything's gonna be free as soon as they roll it out. So any like they have new monsters coming out here soon. That's gonna be a free update. But the only thing that you paid for was they had like a different armor skin. And, like, a few other things. But it was, like, $10 more. Yeah. It wasn't anything, like, crazy.
And a lot of people will pay extra for the cosmetic bullshit that doesn't have any extra
It had no...
I fucking hate that.
It had no reason of being in the game. But because people wanted to look like samurais, that's what they wanted to do. They
exclusive right? samurai skin when you pre-order at GameStop.
It's like a status thing. It's like, oh, I'll go to the game, the, you know, hub.
Yep.
In the game where you can meet up with other strangers and play.
Ew.
And be like,
strangers.
That's right. I paid extra.
Yep.
Look at my samurai gear.
You're a fucking idiot.
Right? And everyone else is going like, look at this fucking idiot. He thinks he's better than us because he spent more money on the same thing.
Hey, guess what? I spent $10 on dinner and I spent $10 taking your mom to the movies last night.
Right?
Or you could go.
It was a matinee. I
mean, obviously.
I think someone's going to call me out. Movies are way more than $10.
That was a cheap date by, for you. It was
by last night, I mean afternoon.
It was the dollar theater.
It was a dollar theater, and I made sure that we went to McDonald's, got the dollar menu.
I didn't give that bitch any popcorn.
I snuck in some cheeseburgers from McDonald's.
Oh, I would love to do that. I love McDonald's cheeseburgers.
I do too. They're cheap.
Speaking of McDonald's, did you guys, either one of you, I know you didn't, but did you try the Szechuan sauce?
I did.
Okay, so did I. What did you think of it?
I like their barbecue sauce better.
Dude, the Szechuan sauce, fucking salty. Like,
it's not the best thing ever.
No. Keep that shit off your menu, bro.
I love that Rick and Morty made that happen.
Yeah.
That just based off of a fucking just throwaway line from a cartoon.
Right.
That there was a petition. I signed the petition.
Oh, that
on change.org.
That you wanted it to come back just so you could try it, right?
Just... To troll fucking McDonald's.
Yeah. Because they were like, no, we're not going to do it again. No, you're going to fucking do it again.
Oh, you're doing it.
Oh, we're going to create the demand, and then you're going to supply it, and no one's going to ask for it.
Well, that first round of it, people were just buying it just to buy it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because we're all a bunch of stupid consumers.
Yeah, pretty much.
Same people that buy Samurai Armor and Monster Hunter.
Yeah.
Or they're buying Szechuan sauce.
Well, I and love
they're
gonna sell the chicken for, like, nuggets from
McDonald's.
I'm not going to lie. Too. So when they brought it back, I was like, all right, I'll get some chicken nuggets tonight. I got Szechuan sauce and barbecue sauce, and I had some Szechuan, and then I used barbecue the rest of the time because it's just better.
I just eat them right out of the box. I ain't dipping in sauce.
No?
Nah, I'm not a big sauce guy.
Really?
Yeah, I just eat them.
Interesting.
I'll be damned.
I'm a pretty bland dude.
You don't have to tell us twice. Yeah. Jeez.
Right?
Yeah.
You want to drink this blueberry beer since you're so bland over there?
No.
Fuck.
Not unless you get Andrew Garfield in here.
He wants you to puke blueberry on him. He doesn't want to puke blueberry himself.
I thought that was his fetish. Blueberries all over himself.
It is.
When someone else pukes blueberry on him.
That's gross. I don't like that. I want it to come out of me.
Oh.
And splash off of you and back onto me.
Oh.
Oh.
I totally misunderstood that.
Oh, no.
Well, then drink that beer.
Drink that beer. Fuck Lorenzo. And then we rub together with the blueberry mess between our chests.
No. Use it as lube, man.
Mm. Oh, it's so good.
God, just it's even so putting
blueberry
this up,
bile.
Every single time I put this up to my mouth, all I'm smelling is fucking blueberries.
Blueberry bile.
Fuck.
Bile.
I hate you guys.
Blueberry bile for lube, man. Yeah, all up inside your butt.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
That would burn.
Yeah.
Burn so good, though.
Like after eating Los Dos.
All right, what else about this game? What was it, Monster Hunter? That was the game we were talking about. What was I going to say? I forgot.
Well,
I had I had a question for you, and I don't remember what it was.
Quick tangent. Speaking of hunting monsters, mm-hmm. I started watching the Frankenstein Chronicles on Netflix.
What's that?
What is that?
It's a good show. It's Sean Bean.
I love Sean Bean.
Who doesn't love Sean Bean?
Does he die in it?
He does die.
Everyone that kills him?
What is that, like 50s?
He does die, but spoiler alert, Frankenstein.
He comes back. It's Frankenstein.
He comes back. No, here's the great thing about it. It's not just another stupid-ass telling of the Frankenstein story with the neck bolts and the green skin and the who gives a shit, right?
Who gives a rat's ass?
It takes place in the same world where Mary Shelley wrote the original book. It's like 20 years later, and there's like these kind of, it seems like kind of copycat murders where they find a corpse that's been sewn back together. Mary Shelley is a character in the show that they like question, like, what's up? Like, what's happening with these murders? You wrote about this. What's the deal?
So she's the one that's actually writing about it. And then
she wrote the original novel.
Like someone read the book and then started to kill people.
Yeah.
In that manner. So
and then thought maybe this could really happen and started trying to do it.
So this is like the copycat movie. Exactly.
Kind of.
So like the copycat
movie?
Kills. Yeah.
Copycat movie?
Who was in that?
It's called the copycat movie.
What's her face? Was it Ashley Judd?
I can't remember. I'm trying to think of the guy. He was in Independence Day, the one that died right away.
Harry Connick Jr.
There you go. There you go.
He's my favorite.
And so, like, the copycat killer would basically, like, follow around. It was a copycat killer, and then somebody actually copied him and started killing people the same exact way he would.
Oh, it's like kinda, Dexter.
But she wrote the book about this, and then years later, somebody's actually trying to do it. And Sean Bean is like Victorian era England, and he's trying to track down the killer who is abducting children.
Who is also British.
Yes. The killer is also British. Good call out. And the children that go missing, also British. Pretty much everyone is British.
I mean, that's pretty cool.
Shocked.
That's pretty cool.
And this is on?
It's on Netflix. The first two seasons are on Netflix.
Okay.
I saw that there is a season 3. I don't know where it originally aired, but it's new on Netflix. Hmm. But Sean Bean, fantastic.
He usually is.
Spoiler alert, he dies, but
Comes back. There's only so many times.
Sigourney Weaver was in Copycat.
Oh, okay. So Sigourney I am Weaver? Looking at the right movie.
Really? Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I'm never thinking of the right movie at any moment in time.
True.
You'd be like, oh, The Big Lebowski. Oh, that had Ashley Judd in it.
Dermot Mulroney is in this, too?
Hell yeah, man.
I love Dermot Mulroney.
I love Dermot Mulroney.
He's great.
That's such a great name. I can't believe he's not British with a name like that. He should be hanging out with Benedict Cumberbatch.
Actually, he's in Shameless and he's in New Girl.
He is in Shameless. I've never seen The New Girl, but I have seen Shameless. He's a drug addict. And he owns a restaurant.
He runs a restaurant. I think he does own it.
Yeah.
Anyways. It was a good show on Netflix.
I never watched it.
Monster Hunter.
Is it worth it?
Back to Monster Hunter. No Frankensteins in this game.
No.
Do you... They don't come back?
Well, they do.
You can fight the same monster over and over again.
Is there any way to like tame the monsters and make them do stuff for you? Or you just kill them?
No, you can actually capture them. But you can't make them do anything.
You can capture them. You'll get more crafting materials if you capture the monster as opposed to just killing it.
Oh, so there's more reward for less
and
violence.
Frankly, I think it's easier to capture them than it is to kill them.
But so they're taking the violence out of it.
Well, there's certain things. Like, when they have certain monsters that fly, they are hard to capture. And they'll stay up in the air.
You ever try
to
capture a fly? It's fucking hard.
Not with the insect glaive.
Yeah, okay.
I just fucking helicopter, dude. Yep. I'm helicoptering all day.
Just fly up there.
Helicoptering.
Okay.
Swing my dick around.
What other questions do I have? What else are you not sharing with me?
Well, let's see here. So there's the crafting and the monsters and the cats.
Oh, I asked you if there were other... There's no other characters. You team up with other people, but really there's no other, like...
You can play... If you play with one other person, you both bring your cats along. Cats are fucking helpful as shit.
Yeah.
They really are.
If you play with three or four people, there's no cats, it's harder. I mean, the game difficulty fucking...
It ramps up.
It ramps
even
up
tells you,
hardcore.
Yeah, it tells you, like, every single time somebody joins you, the difficulty will go up. Huh. And it makes a huge difference.
It does, because I take down, there's certain monsters I can take down no problem by myself. But yep. We team up, two, three people, fucking slaughtered over and over again. Yep. Like the goddamn T-Rags.
Better get good. Yeah, God, you were full of burps. It must be all that milk stout. It's so milky.
It's all this... I need some vegan beer, man.
Yeah, is that vegan?
No, it's got milk in it.
It's got lactose, first of all, and lactose doesn't cast a shadow.
Lactose.
Lactose.
That'd be a good name
for
a beer.
The Fresh Maker.
No, but for Monster Hunter, yeah, it's a pretty good game, man. Like, I don't know, almost 60 hours into it.
What are you going to do when you go home?
I'm going to play Monster Hunter, for real. I'm not going to lie about that.
I'm probably going to play Horizon Zero Dawn.
Oh, and that's the cool thing that they did. So Capcom is the one that made this game, and they do, like, these surprise events that they...
That's right. That they PlayStation just, has a bunch of exclusives that Xbox doesn't.
Right, and that's one of the nicest things about it. But Capcom, since they're the ones that created this game, they go ahead and throw these, like, nice little add-ins to the game that you can get, like, special... equipment or armor.
Samurai armor.
Yeah, so not the samurai armor, but it's stuff that's free that they're giving you.
There's
so
like
the first event that they gave you is Ryu from Street Fighter. You get to throw his fireball.
Hell yeah.
All you need to unlock that is to have a save game from Street Fighter V.
Right.
On your PlayStation.
Right.
If you have played it at any point on your PlayStation... You fire up Monster Hunter, you get that exclusive.
Did you get it?
Yes, I actually play Street Fighter V, so yeah. And they actually just came out with a new character in Street Fighter V, just so you guys know.
Oh,
yeah? Yeah, Blanca.
Blanca already existed in the Street Fighter universe.
He did.
But he wasn't in Street Fighter V.
No.
Why?
Because they do these, and it's actually kind of funny that they do this. They do those silhouettes of characters that are going to come out.
Oh, like back in the day?
Is there any Blanca porn?
Yeah, go ahead. And
speaking of new characters coming
so,
out.
So, but yeah, for Street Fighter V, they came out with Blanca. He was the newest one that came out. But they always do like these silhouettes of characters that are going to come out soon. Yeah. And it pisses everybody off in Street Fighter.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, there's a lot. Wow. There is a lot. He's riding right there. Look at him riding it. Very nice. Very nice, Blanca. Oh, yeah. Oh,
is that Zangief? Oh, who is that?
Jesus.
No, that's...
Ryu?
No. Who has... Vega?
Dan.
Dan. Yeah, Dan.
There's a character named Dan?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a...
Name.
He's like a shitty version of Ken and Ryu.
Yep. Oh, Cammy.
Oh, yeah. Look at that hog. Jesus Christ, Blanca. It looks like another arm.
Dude, but some of the
and
ways...
it's green.
So, with Street Fighter V, they
Frankenstein.
Do...
Frankenstein.
If on the computer, wow.
That's great. Go ahead with the computer stuff.
You know how they do mods and everything?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
They turn Blanca into, wow. This is just so stupid.
Don't get sidetracked by the porn. Just let me work over here.
They turn Blanca into like a plushie or something like that. So he looks like a fucking doll out there fighting like the Street Fighter characters.
Sweet. Okay.
Sounds good. So I wish everyone at
blushing
home.
In that one.
So go search for Blanca Rule 34. You will find a image of
E-Honda.
It looks like E-Honda pile driving Blanca, but as they hit the ground, E-Honda is eating Blanca's asshole and Blanca is coming all over his own face.
This is ridiculous.
It's great.
And he's
like
blushing.
Little,
he's blushing.
He is blushing. He's embarrassed.
See, is it embarrassment?
I can't believe I came so fast. Look, we have the same toenails.
Is that what it is? He's embarrassed about how
quickly he came. Yeah, it was fast. It was super fast. I like his strip of red hair on his ball sack, like a little ball mohawk.
Like a little ball mohawk?
Yeah. Did you see the ball mohawk?
Yeah, I see it.
It's pretty nice. Look at that. It looks very well maintained.
On the underside of his balls.
Yeah.
That is weird.
That is weird. I love when they're all. Why
heck?
Is he? He keeps coming on his face. Everything he's coming on his face.
Why?
I don't know what this is.
What is that?
There's like penis monsters attacking him.
There's a penis.
All right.
It's
interesting.
It's coming out of it. There's a penis coming out of his rear end, but the wrong way.
Wow.
I don't know how else to describe that.
That is...
Yeah. That's tender. That looks like a,
it's Zangief riding Blanca.
It's a warm moment.
Yeah. He wouldn't die. He is a top. Are you kidding me?
He's a top.
They're both tops.
Obviously.
I mean, they could be versatile, though.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you got to give and take.
Oh, but now that you were talking about going,
oh, that's right, back to
going back to Monster Hunter, the newest thing that just came out was they have Horizon Zero Dawn.
Yeah, there was a exclusive where you could unlock a Watcher costume for your Palico, yep. Which a Watcher is like, it looks like kind of a velociraptor. It's like a little robotic velociraptor looking thing.
Oh, like a mouser?
Yeah, kind of like that.
Okay.
So you could unlock that for your cat's armor set, and now there's supposed to be a actual set where you unlock something that Aloy would wear.
Right. So that would be for your character, and then you get right. her bow.
Okay.
So you can actually get all that stuff if in Monster Hunter World.
I've never used the bow in the game. See, when I started, I used... at first, I used the dual blades.
Okay.
Because when I like
DPS.
That in games, DPS, quick attacks, you know. But then I realized very quickly that once you start an attack, you cannot dodge. You can't stop it.
Or you got to finish the attack.
You can't even change direction. And these quick attacks, which is what I was imagining, are not quick at all. They're
you have to go through the whole animation.
You do an attack, and it's like your character either like slashes 17 times or spins for 2 minutes. Like it just they're the longest fucking attacks.
And you're just standing there,
and you have no range. It's a terrible fucking weapon to choose.
It's funny because like one of the guys that I play with all the time, that's what he uses.
Yeah. And then after that, I was like, fuck this, and I tried one of the guns.
Which one?
I don't remember.
The gun lance or an actual gun?
One of the actual guns.
Oh, okay.
And I didn't want to have to craft ammo all the fucking time.
Yeah.
It was like, okay, this is okay, but you have to switch ammo, you have to craft
ammo. Yeah, it was the same thing. I did the bow, and it was the same thing. Like, you have to craft shit for the bow, and it's...
And then I tried the actual lance with the shield, and that was okay. It just... It's all defense. You can attack straight in front of you.
Yep.
And that's it.
Or you just stab it out like joust.
Exactly like a joust.
You can stab
you can
in front of you.
Shield.
Or you can stab in front of you but slightly upward.
Slightly higher.
Yes. Those are your two attacks.
See, that's why he likes that weapon, because he's a big joust fan.
I do like joust. That's one of my favorite arcade games.
But you didn't try the gun lance?
And I like stabbing things.
You didn't try the gun lance?
I didn't try the gun lance, no.
It's like joust, pretty much, but you get a gun attached to it.
Do you get an ostrich that flies through the air?
No.
Yeah, then I'm not interested.
Can you ride on your bugalo?
No, you can ride your palico though.
Bugalo.
So it's like a gunblade that was in another unrelated game.
No. Yeah, well, kind of, but no. Like, it's not a blade, it's a lance, obviously, but it has, like, shock.
Well, obviously. I don't know what the difference is between a blade and a lance.
No.
Is a lance like a spear?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't know what the difference is between a lance and a...
I'm not up to, like, snuff on my medieval weaponry.
You're familiar with Lance Armstrong.
Yeah.
Then there
it's
you go.
Like that.
It looks like that.
Yeah, it looks like a guy.
All right.
It's like
it's full of steroids and cancer.
A douchebag. Exactly.
With one testicle.
A really arrogant piece of shit.
Hey,
who thinks he's better than everyone else because he cheats
hero.
To win?
He's an American hero.
like I said, arrogant piece of shit who cheats to win.
It's everything we need.
He's the hero we deserve.
Yeah, that's true.
So, yeah, and then I switched to the insect glaive and I adore it.
Yeah, it's actually fun. I couldn't get used to flying all over the map like that.
Yeah,
I like it. So I switched.
Especially fighting the flying dragons.
Yeah. So I switched to the longsword because I tried the charge blade is actually pretty fun. I'm not gonna lie because it's like you start with a shield and a sword, and you can attach the shield and the sword together to make like a giant axe, and you have a really high chance of a knockdown ability where you just
God damn it, dude!
You missed twice in a row.
I'm like 0-5 tonight.
Oh, just keep throwing them on the floor. Here, you got extras.
From Knee Deep Brewing.
Man juice.
That sounds good, actually.
You're all about that man juice.
I hope it is.
You?
It's Mandarin Orange India Pale Ale.
See?
So I like mandarins.
And you like India Pale Ale.
I like oranges. And I like Indians.
There's a... So... I got breaking news here.
God, so disgusting.
There's new Humble Bundles.
Oh, really?
Oh, Bumble yeah. Humbles.
Yep.
Oh, now that you're going into breaking news, by the way, they're moving up the Marvel Avengers.
That's right. They're moving it up. You don't ever see that. You don't ever see the release date for anything.
I am like entirely over comic book movies for a while. I'm so burned out.
What? I'm in the same boat as you, but the only one that I'm interested in is the new Venom movie. That actually looks...
I am least interested in that one.
Why is that?
Because it was just 2 minutes of Tom Hardy and an MRI.
It's the Tom Hardy movie, right? Tom Hardy gets a EKG or
okay,
whatever.
That's
what the movie looks like.
Hardy gets CAT scan.
I really do have an issue with who they casted as Venom in the first place. Tom Hardy's no Eric Brock. Eddie Brock.
I thought it was Brock Hard.
Brock Hard.
No, that's my Grindr name. Brock Hardly.
But yeah, it's like one of those things. Like you see, you know, you go back to the comic book, and he's like this big fucking muscle bound dude, and you look at
Tom Hardy. He's like 5'8".
Yeah, he's a tiny guy.
But he was Bane, who's also a giant muscular.
I don't get that one either.
He had that collar that made him look bigger.
The only casting that would make sense for either of those characters in reality is John Cena or The Rock, because they are monsters. Like, yeah, Dolph Lundgren. Giant fucking... He's too old.
You're too old.
I am too old.
Lou Ferrigno.
Don't remind me.
There we go.
Lou Ferrigno.
The Rock's too... I don't know. Brown. Who else did you say?
Cena.
John Cena.
Maybe John Cena. Maybe. I could see that.
You could do one of the Skarsgårds. He could do it.
A Skarsgård?
Are they big, though?
Yeah, the one main guy.
Thor?
No, not
the,
Thor.
The dead?
Stellan
Skarsgård is not the fucking dead. Villain.
Okay, so they can... Oh, my God. So the Skarsgård, one of them, I can't remember what his name is. He came out with a new movie called Mute. I don't know if you guys ever seen this.
Oh, you mean the middle one with the brown hair?
Netflix keeps pushing that, and I heard that it's boring as fuck because he's literally mute in the movie.
Yeah, he's mute. Like, he doesn't talk at all. It's decent. Yeah. It's entertaining to the least. But yeah, him, he would be a good...
That tastes like weed.
What?
Man juice? Mm-mm. It kind of tastes like a mandarin orange with sprinkled with weed.
Dinner.
It's got a very hempy taste to it.
Huh. I don't
but
know.
But I think he wouldn't be bad.
I don't know about a Skarsgård, bro. I can't get behind that. Sorry.
I'm going to Google big men.
I'm going to look up Rule 34, big
men. We'll see what it comes
We'll see
out.
What happens. And while we're doing that, Lorenzo, why don't you take us out? See what happens. Fine.
There's a movie called Big Men.
Oh, good. Big Men.
Who produced that movie?
Produced by Rachel Boynton.
Oh. Who's that? She hot?
She directed as well.
Oh, wow.
She journeys really? Deep into the African oil industry of Ghana.
Rule 34, whoa. This guy's bringing Jesus. It up right now.
Oh. That's a big man.
Woo!
Yeah. Huh. What's this? That is gross.
That is gross. Better as Venom than Tom Hardy. That's all
that
I'm saying.
Dick would be better than Venom.
It's
was
way
horrifying.
More Hardy.
There's way more Hardy there.
I don't know what I'm looking at.
I don't know what you're looking at.
Oh my
either.
God, it's Bebop.
Is it? That is Bebop. What the? Wow. Bebop. Right.
Can you take us out?
Where's Rocksteady in there?
Jerking off in the corner. Can you?
I don't even know what to say for the closing of this
for
show.
Episode. I'll coach you for episode 22.
For episode 22, this is. Lorenzo, Ryan, and the guy with the fucking
red
hat.
Look at Sarah's fucking names.
Oh, let's plug our shit again.
Don't forget to check us out at nofunshow.com, Twitter, The No Fun Show, and Facebook. Search for us on there, No Fun Show. For episode 22, I'm Ryan.
I'm Chester.
I'm Lorenzo.
Alcohol's a hell of a drug.